We're pushing towards the end. Hopefully, we'll get to the end of Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet. So right now we are up to Seif Hey, but we've gone out of order. So let's see if we can finish the Siman. And Seif Hey is a famous sugya, the topic of what's called a Ner Shel Batala. So we know that you're allowed to transfer fire on Yontif if you want to cook, if you want to bake, if you want to heat yourself up, things that are regular, normal needs. What if you want to light a candle stam for no reason whatsoever? So that's called a Ner Shel Batala. So it's actually discussed in the Yerushalmi and brought down in Tosis and Beitza Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph Dibar Maschil Al. And there the Yerushalmi brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi, who says it's Aser, and the Rabbanon, who say it's Mutter. And then the Yerushalmi goes on to say it's Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon Lishitaso. Because we know that there's 39 Malachos on Shabbos, and basically the 39 Malachos are not listed in the Chumash. They're listed in the famous Mishnah, Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel. They're not listed in the Chumash, but we know it's learned out from actually coming up, Parshas Vayakel, from the connection between the building of the Mishkan and keeping Shabbos. You have to keep Shabbos, build a Mishkan. It means you can't build a Mishkan on Shabbos. And the 39 productive, creative acts that were used in the building of the Mishkan, those are the 39 Malachos on Shabbos. And Kim'at, none of them are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. When they are mentioned, the question is, why are they mentioned? So one of them that's mentioned is fire, Lo Sevaru Eish, B'chol Moshe Sechem B'yom HaShabbos. So why does the Torah single out Eish? So as a machlekes, Rabbi Yossi holds, Havara l'chalek yotzos. Havara is singled out to tell me that your chayev, let's say he does a bunch of them at the same, you know, at the same time in one fell swoop, so he's going to be chayev for each and every one of them. It's not just, okay, you know, it's a freebie. He violated malacha A, B, C, D, F, and G. One carbon gets him off the hook. No, he has to bring a carbon for each and every one. That's the whole discussion in Paraklah Gadol, exactly what the parameters of that are. And the Rabbanon say no. Havara is singled out. So Rabbi Yossi says Havara is singled out L'chumra to tell me that Havara and everything else, he's chayev for each and every one. The Rabbanon say the opposite. Havara is singled out L'kula. It's a leniency. What's the leniency? That it's not really an av malacha, it's only a los haseh. It's a regular los haseh. It will not carry with it a punishment of Mises Bezdin, and it will not seem to carry a karban chatas. It's all, quote unquote, only a lav, as opposed to an av malacha, which is a chiv kares and skila and karban chatas. Then the Yerushalmi goes on to say, I didn't see the Yerushalmi inside, I did see it quoted in a couple of places, Lo te'asar v'lo te'shari, don't make it asar, don't make it mutter, sounds like some sort of suffix. And Tosfos, when he brings down this Yerushalmi, concludes, Mikan yesh lizaher milasos havara shelo letzarech. You have to be careful not to do havara shelo letzarech aner shabbatol. If there's no purpose of you lighting the candle, you shouldn't do it. It happens to be the Rambam writes that that it's mutter. But most Rishonim go with the approach of Tosis, the Rosh, Tosis, and others, that this Ner Shel Batala, if there's no purpose for it, and it's going to be utzer. So let's see that inside. Tov Kuf Yudalid Seife. Ner Shel Batala. What's that? Dehainu, that is. She'enu Tzarech Lo. You don't need this candle for anything. Also Ladliko. So then you're not allowed to light it. Mishra Sifkot and Lamid, the Hainu She'eno Tzarechlo, Velo Mivoyim Ainlo Bahav Aroso Tzarech Klad Asr. You don't need to tell me that if there's no purpose at all in that you're doing this Havara, that it's going to be Asr. That's Pasha. Ulakama Poskim Ikibazachia Malkas, according to some Poskim, will be even be Asr Min HaTzayra, as we discussed in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches. Ela. Afilo osezel eiz tzorech. Even if you have some purpose for lighting the candle. Kagon laharos ashra upizron osav. I don't know. He wants to show off somehow. I don't know how that's showing off exactly, but he's showing off by lighting the candles. Since there's no real productive purpose, it's not physically helping him in any way, there's no tzorech yantif in any way, it's going to be aser. Ochein, however, im osis ala kavid yantif, poshut the mutter began mitzvah ika. But if he's doing it for kavid yantif, then for sure it's going to be mutter, it's even going to be a mitzvah. The afa gav shekhar hidig nero shal bracha, even though let's say they already lit their yantif candles. So there's no mitzvah now, there's no techiv to light more yantif candles. But nonetheless, kishim mosif neiros laharbas urba beiso, he wants lighting more candles. In those days, they didn't have electricity. He wants more light, he's lighting more candles, transferring fire, because we're now allowed to create fire. Now let us strike a match, obviously. So, kishim mosif neiros laharbas urba beiso ika simchas yantif, that is simchas yantif. V'davka balayla. That's only at night. But by day, the candle doesn't do anything. It doesn't help. It's a shraga batira, maya honey. To light a candle in the broad daylight, doesn't. Sometimes I walk in, I see, lights on. It's a bright, sunny day. And then the light sometimes you can't even tell that the light is on. And you're like, what's the point of the light being on, bichlal? Just wasting electricity. So, if there's no point to the candle, so then that's when it's going to be us. So that's what it says, Dafka Balayla. About Bayom, if it doesn't help, if it still helps him, so it's okay. About Bayom, Bavadei Aser Beveso. Vimyesh Bris Mila Babayis. Shenogin Hadig Neres a Minig to light candles by the Bris. Mistavi de Mutter. They call the Kaba Vechivu Mitzvahu. So that's one of the themes that's going to come out of this sif, is that even if there's no real physical benefit, but if he's doing it for Kovid HaMitzvah, Covid based on Knesset, Covid Yontif, whatever Covid it is going to be Mutter. That's the continuation of the Mechaber. Again, Tovkuf Yudal Tzif Hey says the Shulchan Aruch, Ner Shal Batala, Dahainu, that is, Sheino Tarko, you don't need it, Osud Aldiko, you're not allowed to light it. Aval, Shal Beis HaKnesses, but if you're lighting candles in Shul, Lochosh Shal Batala, that's not considered Shal Batala. Mishabur explains if katan lamed aleph. Forget about night. Lo mivay balayla. You don't need to tell me that at night it's not considered batala. Shereish kan tzarech mitzvah sayom because it's tzarech mitzvah sayom. Shim ein neros dokim lo yis asu sham ha'am lehispalo because you need candles otherwise you can't see, you can't daven. Ela afilu b'yom nami mutter shu kovin ha'makom k'moshe ne'amar kabdu Hashem ba'urim. We show honor to Hashem through lights, through the candles. So, if you don't need it, stop and have a candle in the house, it's awesome. But if, like the Mishabura said in Sifkat Alamed, it's for Kovid Habris, or it's in a shul for Kovid Beis HaKnesses, so that's a Tzorech Mitzvah, and that's going to be Mutter to do on Yontif. Continues the Mechaber. You can even light a yantar sheni after mincha. And we don't say, oh, if he's lighting it after mincha, second day yantif, before shkia, must be he's doing it for tonight. And that would be preparatory. That would be lighting a candle on yantif for after yantif. That would be very bad. So the Mishabur explains in Sifkata Lamid Gimel. No, I'm sorry. The Mechaber continues. It's not considered preparing for chol. Because when you're lighting it, there's still a mitzvah to have candles there. Why? Mishabura explains. Even if it's still daytime and the candle doesn't really add light, it's still covered to the shul to have candles in the shul. And if it's getting close to dark, it's not yet wanted shkia, suffik yom, suffik laila, so already it's very problematic. Because, maybe it's a suffix. So maybe when I'm lighting the candle, it's still yantif. And then when I benefit from the candle, a few minutes later, it's already after yantif. Because the period of Enish Moshes is a suffix. We don't know, is it day, is it night? But if it's before shkia, before sunset, which already, the sun is already about to set, So then, afila beveis or shari lahav, then you'd even be allowed to light in your house. Why? Tzarichu lo b'osa shar. So even though there's still a little bit of light coming from outside, but the house is already the house has already gotten somewhat darker, and now you will actually physically benefit from the candle. So we don't say, oh, the main benefit will be after Yontif, because then it's pitch dark, so then the candle gives a lot of light. And now it's still light outside. We don't say that, because it's starting to get dark, and therefore you have a right to light the candle, to use it, you know, right now before Shkia. To prepare the wicks and the candles after on Yontif, after Mincha, which is very late in the day. So it depends. Is that Mutter or Osir? If you want to light before Shkia, because we said it's starting to get dark, or you come in base of Knesses, whatever it is, so then you're allowed to prepare the candles to be lighting. But if you're not planning on lighting them until after Yontif, let's say Yontif Sheni, so I'm not allowed to prepare from Yontif Rishon to Yontif Sheni, so then that's going to be Asur. Mishmur says, Sifkat and Lamidai. Rafilu Laha Midneiro Shoshava L'Tzarcha Leila Asur. Even to set up candles, wax candles, to prepare for them to be lit tonight, so all I'm doing is setting them up and not doing anything, and so Asur. Because you're not allowed to prepare from the first day to the second day. And just a little tircha is considered a preparation. It's asr. Even from Yontif Rishon to Yontif Sheni. Okay, that is of hey. There's a bir halacha on the previous page. The beginning of, the very beginning of Sif hey, Ner Shabbatala, there's a bir halacha. Ner shel batala. So if you skip down around 8 lines into this bir halacha, ner shel batala, there's a period, at least in my edition, and then it says vidda. So it's like, I don't know, 7-8 lines down from the top, and it's like 10 lines up from the bottom. Vidda, you should know, that Magen Avraham hevi b'shem Maharshal. The Magen Avraham brings from the Maharshal, ha'olam ein yizhar b'ner shel batala. That the people are not careful about this concept of Ner Shabbatala, and they'll light the candle even if it's not necessary at all. It's not covered. There's no mitzvah. They just stop and light the candle. Even though we just said it's Asur, however, the Magen Avraham brings out for the Maharshal, V'yesh lehem mamashis mocho, they have on whom to rely. The Rambam matir, because the Rambam matir is Ner Shabbatala. Ein sham. However, ve'anu lo ha'taknuzeh mishum d'roba poiski machmirim b'zeh ukesfeke d'Yerushalmi. D'Yerushalmi has a suffix, and that leads most poskim to aser it. And therefore, it says the bir halacha in the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't even bring down this opinion because it's basically a das yachid, and the Rishonim all argue on the Rambam. Ve'ayim b'rashba b'chidushav uvodis ha'kodesh rosh tur rabbeini yuchon shibad ha'daket. They're made by Beneros of Beis HaKnesses, even if it doesn't give you any physical benefit, because of the Kovid Shebo. Kovid Beis HaKnesses. The Gamma Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Harav Hishmit Kulazu, he leaves out that Magen Avraham and the Rambam. The Alkein Ein Lahakav Azeh, one should not be lenient, and one should be careful not to light a Ner Shel Batala. The Da'od. You should further know. The Ner Shel Yahrzeit, im lo edikah be'erev Yontif. Let's say someone wants to light, the minhag gets to light Yahrzeit candles on Yontif. It's a Yisker, they light Yahrzeit candles. So those Yahrzeit candles are supposed to be lit before Yontif. Let's say he didn't light it before Yontif. Now he wants to light the Yahrzeit candle on Yontif. Now the Yahrzeit candle is not lit to give light. It's lit to remember the deceased relatives. So it says, im lo edikah be'erev Yontif, then you're allowed to light it. But make sure to light it in a place where you're also going to be benefiting from the light that it gives off. The Mosif Ora Becheder, that it'll give some extra light to the room. The Yosetosh Yadikena Vesa Knesses, and it would even be better if you could light it in Shul. The Yete Michshash Ner Shabbatala. Because a Yahrzeit candle is really a questionable Ner Shel Batala, because it's not lit for any real purpose. However, continues the Bir Halacha. So better to light it in a place where you're eating, where you're going to benefit from the light. So then, even though your real kavanah is not to make more light in your home, your real kavanah is to light the outside candle to remember the deceased relatives. But l'maisa, it gives light to the room, and therefore it's better. V'yosu tov shi'adikena v'vesa k'nesses v'yetze michshash ner shel batala. And it would be even better to light it in shul. Okay, we did that. U'b'shas l'tchak efshin v'yeshtat b'chol gavne. B'shas l'tchak, it could be that you could light it anyway, even if it doesn't give any extra light anywhere. T'havik k'ein ner shel mitzvah, because it's like a ner shel mitzvah, shu'u l'kovid avosav, it's lit for kovid of the deceased parents, usually. And therefore, it's like a ner shel mitzvah, like the ner that's for the bris and the ner for the shul. Kein misbayer b'tshuvas k'sav sofer concludes the bir halacha. So there's a kula to light it, even if it doesn't give any light at all, because it is like a ner shel mitzvah. Now, Deir Shu footnote 30 points out that the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos points out that people are very makbid, very careful to light a yahrzeit candle when they're supposed to, and therefore it's considered a tzorech gadol. Even though it doesn't have a physical benefit, it's considered a tzorech gadol. Okay, hold on. There's a few other... Okay, Deir Shu footnote 26. Now this is a very famous contemporary shaila. Okay, we have something called, we have a mitzvah to light yontif candles. Okay, now nowadays, for the most part, the candles that we light, Shabbos and yontif candles, okay, officially the reason is covered Shabbos, oneg Shabbos. I can see the food. I appreciate the food more when I can see it. And shalom bayis, if I'm bumping into the wall, I'm stubbing my toe, I'll be kvetchy, I'll be in a bad mood, and I'll come to yell at my wife and kids, chas v'shalom, and therefore, for shalom bayis, so those are the three reasons. Kovid Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, and shalom bayis. So, if Oneg Shabbos and shalom bayis, in terms of providing light in the house, the bottom line is, our Shabbos and yontif candles don't really do that. So during, let's say, on a regular Friday, what's best to do, what I try to do, is turn off the electric lights and then turn them back on the covered Shabbos, so that my wife's bracha should also go on the electric lights. And the electric lights now also have some sort of halachic status of Shabbos candles. Fine. But what do you do, let's say, if you have a two-day yontif? What do you do if you're yontif going into Shabbos? The house is full of light, and now you want to light the yontif candles, but you don't really benefit from the yontif candles at all. So that's a big discussion and big deal in the poskim. When you have electric lights, and the yontif candles don't, or Shabbos candles don't really contribute any significant light at all, so are you allowed to light them? So it's all discussion amongst the poskim. And basically, the bottom line is many, many, many poskim, most poskim are meiko, following, you know, what we've said over here, that when it's a mitzvah, so then it's not called an ershal batala. Maybe some question if it's a mitzvah. Anyway, the bottom line is one of the reasons that we light the candles is for kovid Shabbos and kovid yontif. So it's true, it doesn't contribute to my shalom bayis because I'm not going to stub my toe and bump my head into the wall when I have all my electric lights. Oneg Shabbos, I don't need it to see the delicious food that my wife makes for the Shabbos and Yontif meals. But there's still an element of kavod. You go to a fancy restaurant and it's kavod. They like candles. And the shul is kavod to have candles. By a bris is kavod to have candles. So Chazal told us to light candles on Yontif. And one of the reasons is for kavod Shabbos and kavod Yontif. And therefore, bottom line, halacha lemaisa, that is enough of a reason that you're allowed to light. It's not considered an ner shabbat tala. One of the neighbors, who doesn't live here anymore, once told me that he sets the Israeli Shabbos clocks, which I've never used in my whole life, but the Israeli Shabbos clocks knock out all the lights in the house. and only leave, hopefully, the outlets. Otherwise, you lose all your food in your fridge and your freezer. So he sets the clock to turn off all the lights in the house for 15 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever the clock allows, during the time of candle lighting. And then when his wife lights the untif candles, there are, in fact, almost no lights in the house at all. And therefore, you don't have a Ner Shabbatala problem for sure, because then you need the candles to be able to see. And then you avoid the Shaila altogether. So that's not necessary. That's not what most people do. But there is such an idea. Okay, that is Tov Kuf Yudalid Se'if Hey. Okay, let's go on to Se'if Vav. This is Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Mem Hey. Ein noisnin ner al gabi ilan me'erev yontif. You want a light, only applies to yontif. The question in the chat box, does it only apply, well, we don't light candles on Shabbos. So, but if I have yontif going into Shabbos, they're Shabbos candles. Ner batala is a din, and I'm only allowed to light a candle on yontif if I have some sort of benefit or some mitzvah or something. Shabbos, we're never allowed to light candles, so that's not relevant. What's relevant is what we call it, which the Shabbos candles, right, are not, obviously not lit on Shabbos. They're lit before Shabbos. But if Erev Shabbos is yontif, so now what's the heter to light candles on yontif for Shabbos? That's a discussion. Maybe it's through Erev Tavshilin. Maybe it's not through Erev Tavshilin. But I'm benefiting from the candles right now. That's the question. I'm not benefiting from the candles right now because I have all this electricity going on in the house. No, but that's still called Kovid Shabbos. Those are the Shabbos candles. But the actual question, Ner Batala on Shabbos, is not relevant because we don't light candles ever on Shabbos. But a Yontif, where you're allowed to light candles, just not a useless candle, that's where the Shaila arises. In Sif Vav, so the Gemara Shabbos Mem Hey makes a distinction, says the following. We have a rule. We're not allowed to be mishtamesh b'mechuber. We're not allowed to use trees on Shabbos and Yontif. You can't put something on a tree. You can't take something off a tree. We're running out of time, and I want to finish the siman, but there's a famous story with the stipler where he was in the Russian army, and they only had one coat, and the coat would go from soldier to soldier, and the stipler, for whatever reason, he came late, whatever, or the guy left early, whatever the story is, the one doing guard duty before the stipler took off this big heavy winter coat that you need to stay outdoors in the Russian winter, and he hung it on a tree. You're not allowed midrabanan. You're not allowed to take something off a tree, not a ball, not a coat, not nothing off a tree on Yontif or Shabbos. So, but it's pikuach nefesh. So obviously, pikuach nefesh, you're allowed. So the stipler spent the whole night saying, the next 5 minutes is not pikuach nefesh. I don't need to take it off the tree. Then he said, the next 5 minutes, still not pikuach nefesh. And he spent the whole night clearing, is it pikuach nefesh? Does he need to take the coat off the tree? And he spent the whole night without a coat, without taking it off the tree. Okay, so let's discuss at length in Siman Shin Lamed Vav. This particular halacha is discussed in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin in Hilcha Shabbos. But let's see the halacha. The halacha says like this: Mishibra Tovkuf Yud Dalid Sivav. Ain no scenario gabi ilam erev yontif. You're not allowed to light the yontif candles on a tree. Why? The chayshina shemiyava l'shtamish meilan. Because yontif candles are not mukso. They're not mukso on yontif. So after it burns out, you might take it off the tree. To do whatever, fill it up, relight it, whatever you're going to do with it. It's not mukso. So therefore, you're not allowed to light the yontif candles on a tree because you might come to take them off the tree on yontif, which is not a problem of moving the candles because the candles are not mukso. The problem is taking something off a tree, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Now, therefore, because the whole problem is you might come to use the tree by taking the candles off the tree, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Zayin Dalit, Mutter laniach ner shel Shabbos mi ba'od yom agabi ilam, v'yidlek shem b'Shabbos. D'lek al meichash d'lek kesheyichbe lishkilei minei v'nitzim mishtamish mechubar. The Reish Ayin Zayin Dalit says explicitly, aval, says this exact halacha appears over there, but there it has both sides. It tells on Shabbos it's mutter, because when the candle burns out, the candle's muksa. So I'm not afraid you're going to take it off the tree, because it's muksa. It's muksa. I won't take it off the tree, so before Shabbos, I can put it on the tree and light the candles on the tree. On Yontif, I'm not allowed to do that because it's not muksa, and there's a gzera, maybe I will come to take it off the tree. Both of those Shabbos and Yontif scenarios are spelled out in Reish Ayin Zayin Dalid. Over here in Tav Kuf Yud Dalid Vav, we only have the iser of doing it on Yontif. And the Mishnah Brura explains what we just said in Sif Katan Lamid Vav. Vait Seif Zayin. Sif Zayin is based on a Mishnah. Beit Lamid Beis. Ein Poyslinus Aner. Veishu Osek Kli. So the way they used to make a ner in the olden days, if it was made out of cheres, they take clay, soft clay, a soft clay bali, and they punch it, and they put their fist into the clay bali, and now I have a bali, now I have half a ball, and it's a clay kibul. Now I just created basically a bowl. And then it dries, and then I have a bowl, and the bowl they fill with oil, and they put it in a wick, and they used to call it a candle. Okay, how you do that is explained over there in the first Rashi on the Mishnah Beit Lamed Beis. And it's also because you are making a kli. You have a clay ball, and next thing you know, you turned it into a bowl or a candle. So the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Zayin, Ein poichsin ner shel cheres. Dahainu ba'odo rach. You're not allowed to put your hand, whatever. Dahainu ba'odo rach. Let's see. The lashon of the mission is Ein poichsin ner shel cheres. What does that mean? Dahainu explains the Shulchan Aruch. Ba'odo rach, when it's still wet, when it's still soft. Kemo beitzim shel yotzer. You have a soft clay bali, which they're calling like an egg-shaped thing, like a ball, like an egg. Lema'ech oto biyad, to shove my hand in there, my fist in there. Lasot lo beit kibul, to give it a base kibul, to turn it now, it's a round thing, it's just like a ball. It's doesn't have much function, but when I put my fist into it, now I've created a clay kibul. It dries, it can stand up, I can put stuff in it, I can put solids in it, I can put liquids in it, I can turn it, it becomes a candle, I put oil and wet. So you've just created a kli, neishu osek kli, and therefore that is going to be usher. That is seif zayim, seif ches, we did. Okay, seif tes and yud aleph. Let's jump to yud aleph. Hamadlik ner shel yontif, one who lights yontif candles, you have to light yontif candles, a mitzvah, tzarech levarech asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivon hamadlik ner shel yom tov, that's the bracha, because lighting yontif candles is a mitzvah just like lighting Shabbos candles, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Memches. And if Shabbos falls out on Yontif and Shabbos together, v'imchal b'Shabbos, says the last line of the Mishnah Berurah, omer shel Shabbos v'shel yom tov. The gam biyantif sheni shagolius in Chutz Laaretz, Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, which we don't usually refer to as yantif sheni shagolius, but even yantif sheni shagolius tzarich levarich. Okay, let's go back to Seif Tes. Seif Tes is from the same Gemara over there in Beitza. Ein godlin es ha-pesila. They used to make this whole discussion by tzitzis, to make the tzitzis. The way you make strings is by taking very, very, very thin threads and like kind of rolling, I don't know what it's called in English, but you roll them, wrap them together one over the other, so now you've created a stronger, thicker string. Okay, by lighting. Twine, okay, you twine it. Twine, okay, very good. Twine is a verb or a noun? I don't know. I know it's a noun, but I'm not sure it's a verb. Maybe it's also a verb. Okay. So you're now allowed to take these threads and twine them, or turn them into twine, or roll them, or wrap them into a thicker string. Because that is making a kli. Mishabura says if katam embeis. When you do that, you're making a string. That's called making a string, and that's going to be aser. It's making a kli on yantiv. Mishabura points out you can't also undo the string that's been wrapped together, twined together. So ein golden as a psila, lo mahav havin osa. Mishabura explains to take off some of the, I don't know, leftover spoiled thing with pieces there that don't belong, that will prevent the candle from burning nicely, because that's also, it's you're putting on the finishing touches of making a wick, which you should have done and could have done and must do before Yantiv, and therefore you're not allowed to do it on Yantiv itself. But if it's like a soft thing and you need to make it harder by playing with it with your hands, that would already be okay. Mishmah says, because that's a tikkun kil achar yadhu. That he brings from Rashi. You're allowed to soak it in oil so that it will burn better when you want to light it. Mishabura points out only if you're lighting it bo bayom, right? Otherwise, if I'm preparing for the, can't prepare from one day to the next, as we've already discussed numerous times. Umutu l'shosa b'shemen she'ein bo ner dat luk. Mishabura sifkat the memvav. You're allowed to soak it in oil to help it light better later on that day. But you can't soak it in oil that has a candle in the oil. Because just like we've discussed last week, when it takes oil out of the candle while it's being lit, there's a machlokes, that's exactly what the problem is. Tosfos and Rashi, we discussed that at length in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. But that's going to be aser min haTorah. So if I take a wick, which is going to absorb some of the oil, and put it into a bowl of oil, but the bowl of oil has in there, already has a lit wick, so it's putting it into the candle, so that wick is going to be drawing out some of the oil, and that we're not allowed to do on Yontif. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkat Memvav. So that is the end of Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalid.